MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.
I'm chatting with Matthew Bosenko. He's PwC South Africa Indirect Tax Leader. Matthew, appreciate the time today. E-commerce, the world over, is booming. It's especially booming in Africa. World Bank estimates that digital economy up to, what, 180 billion of GDP by 2025. I mean, this really is a significant part of economic activity across the continent these days.
Thanks, Simon, for having me on your show. I really appreciate you speaking to me today. And you're certainly right. E-commerce is booming across the continent. And we're seeing increasingly that Africa's entrepreneurial spirit is really coming out in the way that the economy is starting to grow. And of course, of interest to revenue authorities is how they tax these types of transactions, both within Africa and where you've got foreign jurisdictions or foreign suppliers that are supplying electronic services or e-commerce into Africa. And of course, as this becomes a larger part of the economy, the revenue authorities are interested to determine how much they can tax, what the fair tax take is, and of course, collect their component. I think probably the biggest challenge, and you'll see it with the guide that we've published recently, is the complexity across Africa. So Africa is not like the European Union, where you've got a single marketplace, you've got harmonized rules that provide clarity to businesses doing operations in the European Union, or indeed those outside the EU trading with customers in the EU. In Africa, you've got many different jurisdictions with different rules, different approaches, different thresholds to registration. So in some instances, even a single transaction, as small as it may give rise to a requirement to register and to levy VAT. In other places, transactions are only subject to VAT, for example, if it's with a consumer or an end user. But in fact, in distinction to the European Union, most African countries tax business-to-business transactions as well, which creates a lot of complexity for those doing business in the continent.
I take your point. I mean, I remember, and I think it was Pravin Gordhan was finance minister at the time, and he wanted to start taxing sort of the American companies selling digital services into South Africa. And I got to say, I naively thought good luck with that. But truthfully, my software as a service now has a 15% VAT on it. Is there a sort of a move to try and standardize, or is it more a case of the individual countries perhaps needing to get their own legislation and regulations into a place where it's perhaps easier rather than standardized for companies operating?
Yeah, so unfortunately, it's very much a matter of each country picking and choosing their own rules and implementing their own rules. But the example you cite on South Africa is an interesting journey, because South Africa was, in fact, very forefront globally, not even in Africa, but globally, in taxing electronic services, and introduced regulations in 2014 that sought to tax transactions between foreign businesses and South African consumers. And at that point in time, there was a very defined list of what was an electronic service and what was not an electronic service. And if you were captured by that list, then the foreign entity would have to register and charge VAT. 5 years later, the five-year itch, as I'll call it, South Africa changed the rules, and in 2019 significantly broadened the scope of the regulation to such that all services supplied electronically, regardless of the nature of the service, regardless of whether it was with a consumer or a business, was required to register. 5 years on, we've seen in the National Treasury, the budget speech from the minister this year, that in fact South Africa is going back again. And in the budget speech, there's a proposal that only business-to-consumer transactions will be taxed, which is much more aligned with what happens in the European Union, but is in fact quite distinct and different from what we see elsewhere on the continent. So our big trading partners, or the big economies in Africa, for the most part, Kenya, Nigeria, Egypt, all tax business-to-business transactions. And in some cases, you find that there's double tax. So, for example, in Kenya, you've got a VAT on electronic services, and you've got a DST or an electronic digital sales tax on top as well, that really adds to the consumer cost overall.
Does it, I'm thinking some of the corporates, and they might be in America, or maybe it's a South African corporate into the rest of the continent, or whatever the case is there not a risk that they look at the complexities and think a market is just too small? You know, if you're tapping into a giant market, then the effort is fine and justifiable, but almost a risk where you say that market's just not viable for us because of the extra complexity and burden.
So that is exactly the challenge in terms of doing business across Africa. But because you don't have harmonized rules, because each jurisdiction's got different rules, that cost of compliance, that administrative burden becomes so high. And unlike the African continent, we see the European Union, which has introduced what they call Vida. Now, that's not a South African coffee shop, but Vida is what they call VAT in the digital age, and it's around standardizing and harmonizing the rules. So single VAT registration to do business across all the European Union territories, single disclosure, standardized way of operating to make it much easier. That's the direction I think that we should be heading in time.
A last point, the onus on the tax, I'm paying it as the consumer, but the onus on the process is very much on the business. It's not up to me to put my hand up and say to SARS, hey, I owe you some VAT. It needs to be done at the business side, i.e. leaving the consumer paying it, but not having to do the paperwork or the effort.
That's exactly right. So really the burden to administer the tax and collect the tax sits on business. Mm-hmm. The burden to pay the tax, unfortunately, sits on the consumer. But revenue authorities have much more trust in business to collect the tax than they do on the consumer. So that's why the law is structured that way.
We'll leave that there. That's Matthew Basenko. He's PwC South African Direct Tax Leader. Matthew, appreciate the time today.
The show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.